All right, so I'm going to turn over to Daisy. You might have seen her at WordCamp. She was pretty awesome. And she's going to talk about parent-child themes and theme frameworks.
Okay. I'm Daisy Olson. I am currently working with Studio Press on their theme framework, Genesis. And I've been working with the parent-child theme framework for about 2.5 years now. So I've kind of seen the progression of these new things start to come up out of the woodwork a little bit. So let me ask a couple of questions first, so that I can get an idea where everybody's coming from, and maybe tune in a little bit on what your needs are. Does anyone currently use a parent-child theme framework? Okay. How many are using hybrid? Thematic? Genesis? Builder? Nobody. Ooh. Builder is from iThemes. any other frameworks besides those?
Modularity.
I'm not real familiar with that one. I think I've come across it. There are some other frameworks that are not parent-child themes, but they are frameworks, like Thesis. Thesis is a framework, but it's not a parent-child framework. So some of the things that we'll talk about here tonight would not directly transfer to that theme, although there are some similarities. Carrington is one. Carrington is a very powerful framework, but I have not even begun to understand, because it works a little differently than a lot of the other ones. And I've heard that Woo Themes has one called Canvas as well. I haven't really had a chance to look at that. So the bottom line is that once upon a time, there were a lot of themes, okay? We had all kinds of themes out in the open, in the wild, and you could go to all these different sites, and you could download free themes for your WordPress site. And almost all of them had some kind of sponsored credit in the footer, if anyone remembers that, before WordPress brought back the theme directory and started to put some reins on the theme development and distribution. You can still find those places. There's a lot of them out there. And if you were to open up one of those files, in the footer.php file, you would almost always find some kind of an encrypted gobbledygook of code that they put in there as a way to keep you from removing their links. Because if you were just to remove it all, then your site would break because it wouldn't have any of the HTML that it needed to close out all of your HTML tags. But here's something that happened from there. When WordPress brought back the framework, or the theme database, we started to hear the term premium theme. So these were people that wanted to make money off of their theme development, but they weren't going to distribute through the free directory. So you started to see companies like Do-It-Yourself Themes with Thesis and Studio Press and iThemes and Woo Themes and all of these big that are now fairly large theme companies started to come out little by little at first, but and they're way more than I listed. So that was the entry into the premium theme market. Now, the only difference between a premium theme and one of the themes that you got on the free site was they cost money, and hopefully they had some effort put into their coding so that you were getting some good, solid code behind them. But other than that, they were just regular themes. So from there, WordPress started to develop internally this hierarchy that allowed you to take a theme and then have another theme sit beside it and only contain the files that it absolutely needed and everything else it was going to get from the parent theme. So that's what a parent theme is. So a parent theme can be any theme, actually. It doesn't have to be a framework. Anything, you can download just about anything from the WordPress theme directory and turn it into a parent theme. Because it is a complete theme, you can use that theme, and you can create a small directory as another theme with even just one single file, which we'll talk about, and turn it into a child theme for that parent. And then, if you want, you can make all your customizations in the child theme. It's going to override all the styles and keep all of the content, all of the output from the original theme will still come through, and you can just create your own styles for it. So if you have a theme that you kind of like, but you want to make some changes, almost everybody does, right? How many people just completely just take a theme right out of the box and use it just as it is? Well, probably it's got somebody else's branding on it. They put some other logo image on it, so at least you want to change that. So the way you can modify a theme without modifying the original theme is to turn it into a parent theme and then create a child to go along with it. So that the child theme, then, we'll move on to what a child theme is a subset of theme files, just what you want to override from the original theme. At the minimum, you're going to have a style.css file. And in that style.css file is going to be all of your styles that you want to have added to your theme. The one, when you're using a child theme, WordPress will first look for a style sheet. Every theme has to have a style sheet, because right at the top of that style sheet, let me show you, is this tag. You have a description, an author, sometimes you'll have a URL for the author, sometimes a version, and this line right here, template, is what a child theme has to have so that WordPress knows where to find all the files that are not there. Okay, so this is an example of a child theme style.css file.
Yes. So you're saying that the template is the parent theme?
The template is the parent theme, yep. And what you have here is the name of the directory of the parent theme. So it has to be cap sensitive. So in this case, it's Genesis lowercase. Even though in most places where you would see Genesis referred to, you'd see an uppercase Genesis. So just so you can see the file structure, this here is a child theme. The XML folder, all that has in it is the import, so you can get demo information. But you have a style.css, a home.php, which creates a customized home page for you, and a functions.php. Those are all the theme files in this. And as long as you also have the Genesis folder in your themes directory, this theme will work completely like Genesis, only with the design of this child theme and the additional functionality of the child theme. So I like to think of a child theme as a plugin for your theme framework. So if you're using a framework, then it's going to have been built with a lot of thought as to how people, real users, are going to want to use the theme. So it's not just developed for one person with one specific set of needs. It's made so that it's going to encompass the needs of a whole variety of different types of websites, different niches, different uses, CMS and blogging and community sites and a lot of different things. A lot of, taking the code and making it outside of the regular WordPress structure, it makes it a lot more flexible to use. So if you were to take some frameworks, you open up the files in them, and it's like nothing you've ever seen. So if you're the type of person that's gone, downloaded a theme, and then started editing it right in the theme files right away to change this little thing here and that little thing there, you won't do it the same way when you're working with the framework. So instead of editing the files in Genesis or hybrid or thematic, whatever your parent theme is, you would probably be using, if you're using a framework, you're going to use hooks and filters and functions. Those are all PHP. So there is PHP involved in modifying the output of a theme framework. If you just want to modify the design, you like everything the way that it gives you a line that says who the author is and the date of the post and the tags and the categories and whatever content it gives you. If you like all that and all you need to do is change the style sheet, then all you need to know is cascading style sheets. If you can write CSS, then you'll be good to go. If you want to change other things and you're not real familiar with PHP, there's a good chance that you're going to need some support, a support forum for your framework. Almost all of them, I think, have good support. Yes?
If you want a different page template, can you put that in a trial?
You can put page templates in trials. Themes, you can put more specific templates, just regular like category templates or singles or any of the WordPress templates. This is a good time to talk about template hierarchies. When WordPress looks at your theme, let's say you go to your website and you open up a single post. Okay, you see a single post. But what WordPress has done behind the scenes is it's gone through a series of decisions to decide what is it going to display. Okay, and it's going to, if it's a single, it's going to first look, well, did you say single, and is there a template for this page or post ID? Okay, so first it's going to look for that. If there's something really, really specific in your theme, for that one post ID to show something completely different from the rest of the site, it'll look there. And it's first going to look in the child theme, and then it's going to look in the parent theme. And if it doesn't find that, then it's going to go to the next less specific template tab, template file, and it's going to look in the child theme, and then it's going to look in the parent theme, and it's going to keep doing that until it gets back to index.php. And if it doesn't, at that point, it'll just output whatever it can from that. So in most cases, single.php would be the basic general thing you would see from a single post. So but because everything's going to look first in the child theme and then in the parent theme. So if you have a specific template, you can put, or a custom page template or a category template, you can put those in your child theme, and WordPress will use that instead. Yes.
And it sounds like it's a better idea based on what Steve's saying, that, you know, something could happen later on and I forget that I put a custom.
You should think of your child theme as a plug-in for your theme framework. Just like you don't hack the code of WordPress, you shouldn't hack the code of your framework. Your framework has been created specifically to be to have an upgrade path. If you go in and start editing things, you lost your upgrade path. So, and that's the whole point of doing a child theme. Even the non-parent child theme frameworks have an upgrade path involved. You don't hack the core of the framework, whether that's as part of the theme or as an external theme, like with the parent-child structure.
Does it need any naming convention, or just as long as the page?
You need to use the WordPress naming convention. So if it's you check the codex for what your naming convention for your file needs to be, okay, for WordPress to be able to find it. Yes.
And in the dashboard, is there a separate place to see the PHP files for the parent as opposed to the child theme?
Unfortunately, the question was, is there a way to see the parent versus the child theme files in the dashboard? And there is not. This is a little bit of a shortfall on the WordPress side. But honestly, the first time you accidentally forget a semicolon in your PHP file and hit save, you're never going to use that editor again. If you don't have FTP access to your website, you need it. If you're going to be editing theme files, it's really, really good idea to have FTP access and use a text editor that has an undo button. Five minutes before WordCamp Boston started, I broke the website on a computer that had no FTP client. And they were about to bring it up on screen for the whole conference to see. So, that's just a word of warning from experience that it's really easy to make a small mistake in your coding and have your WordPress site just disappear. It'll go to a white screen or black screen. All right, so we'll look at some more specific coding in a real child theme in a few minutes. Not only for Mike's specialty now is Genesis, but we'll also at least look at a hybrid child theme to see the similarities there, because they really are quite similar. So you can You can add page templates and any theme template that you would put into a theme, you can add to your child theme. And as long as the markup matches the parent theme, you're going to be able to use that. You can't just take a page template from another theme and throw it in and expect it to work there, because you're not going to have the same HTML markup. Yes?
If you include an image inside of the child, will it override, let's say, the logo image you put in the child and name it the same as the parent? Will it override the one that exists in the parent?
Okay, the question is, if you have an image in the child, will it override the image in the parent? In almost every case, you should be using style sheets, background images, for your design, your design elements, which many times includes your logo or your header. So your style sheet is going to be in your child theme, not in your parent theme. The style sheet is the one file that WordPress will never check the parent theme for. So the style sheet in the parent theme is completely dormant. It's there just to tell WordPress that this is a theme, to list it in the theme activation section, okay? And most of the time, if you have a parent theme framework, you're going to be able to activate that as the theme, okay? So but you probably wouldn't do that, because the first time you make a change to it, then you've edited the framework, and if you upgrade, then you lost all your changes. But your style sheet is going to be in your child theme, which will contain all of the images, and generally all of your images would be in your child theme as well.
Hey guys, Daisy has a lot to get through, so let's try to hold questions to the end. I think she's going to end up answering a lot of your questions if we get through the presentation.
Okay, so if we think of the child theme as a plugin, we think about plugins not only changing the way it looks, but also the way it acts. So if there's something that you don't like, the way something outputs to one place and you want it to be someplace else, most frameworks will give you a way using hooks and actions to remove something from one place and maybe add it back in another, or just remove it, or just add it. So you'll be able to add in function, the output of a function in certain places throughout the theme. And those places that you can insert things into are called hooks. So you could have a series of hooks at like all kinds of strategic locations throughout the theme. So you might have something before the header image. You might have something after the header image. You might have something before the post title and after the post title. So you'll have all these little spots that you can add something. So let's say you wanted to have an image to be inserted after every post title on a single page. Well, you could, in your functions file in your child theme, you could write a function to code that image and then have the theme insert it in for you. So this is the kind of thing that you can extend past what the original child theme would do, or whatever you, or the parent theme, and make it do more. Okay, and we'll look at some examples of that as once we get a little bit further along. So now let's talk a little bit about what a theme framework actually is. We've covered it a little bit. But a framework is almost always going to be a fully functional theme on its own. You can download it, you can add it to your website in the themes directory, and you can activate it and start using it. They are made for customization. Not all parent themes are theme frameworks, and not all theme frameworks are parent-child frameworks. So you can have a parent theme that was just some theme that somebody made, and you turned it into a parent theme, or you can use a framework that was intended for that purpose. You're going to probably have the best luck using frameworks with the parent-child structure, because they were created for that. They weren't just a theme that somebody made and made available for everybody to use. They were made for lots of people to use in different ways. So, and then they will include things like hooks and filters. The hooks are those insertion points that I talked about, and filters generally are ways to take the function that's already existed and modify the way that it works in some way. They are a little hard to get your head around, and we're probably not going to have time to really look at those tonight. All right, so now let's look at some popular parent-child frameworks. We have Thematic, it's been around the longest, Hybrid, Genesis, and Builder. These are the majority of them. There are some other, like, really bare-bones kind of frameworks out there as well that are meant for really building up from the ground up with just giving you a loop and some basic function template files to use as a starting point. But these are the powerful ones. These are the ones that are really made for doing some serious development. So Thematic, developed by Ian Stewart. He just recently joined Automattic as a theme wrangler, I think is the title that they gave him. And he created the new default theme for WordPress that's going to ship with 3.0. So that blue box header that has come with WordPress for, what, like 7 years or something, is going away. It's going to be a really nice looking, just right out of the box, it just looks nice. It's a nice minimal theme with the ability to upload an image and it's nice. So it's a theme that I would use for a simple site that just needed a nice custom header. I'd definitely use it. It's really nice. So Thematic is the one that everybody knows the most. It's been around for a while, and it's the one that if anybody were to walk up to somebody and say, "Hey, have you ever heard of a parent-child theme?" they'd probably say Thematic. The next one, also free, Hybrid. Developed by Justin Tadlock, is the one that I started on. It was the one that I stuck with for quite a while, and I still use it occasionally. He has an emphasis on page templates and lots of template files in his themes. So where you might have a theme framework like Genesis, for example, tries to condense it all down to one file, Justin takes it out and expands so you have every possible option already in the theme. So you have a tags page, a tags file, and a category file, and he's working on taxonomy files, I think, and so he has lots. And I think he has about 40 or more custom page templates to do, I don't even know what, links and...
Bookmarks,
and there are 40 of them, though. I don't even know what he's done, but he's created all of these, and he makes them freely available. So that's one of the focuses of his site. It's a single developer, though. He does all the work himself, and he holds it pretty tight. So it's not a team of developers. Like, even Thematic has more than one person involved. Hybrid is just Justin. His revenue stream comes from a $25 a year fee for access to his forum. And you can read the forum post without paying, but you won't see any of his replies. So if you go to his site and you're not logged in, it'll say you have to be logged in to see this. So you can see what other people have written, but not what he's written. But it's even if you're not using his framework specifically, if you're just using a parent-child framework, the $25 a year to have access to his knowledge base is pretty good, because he's a smart guy. He's written a lot of good stuff, very useful. Builder is from iThemes. I have not made a child theme for Builder, but I have played with an early version of the dashboard stuff that they have available, and it's a pretty slick system. Because they give you a way. Did anybody ever use the Flex theme? Mm-hmm. So the Flex theme lets you choose how you wanted your header and where you wanted your navigation to go, and how many columns you wanted across the content area and what you wanted in your footer. So it gave you a certain amount of flexibility, thus the name Flex, to be able to structure your site in different ways. Well, Builder takes that concept and takes it further, and you can build all kinds of page structures. It would be great for a really complex CMS site that maybe wanted different sidebars in different places on different pages and things like that. So you can create all of these different things. But then on the front end, you would create your actual design using a child theme. Genesis is pretty new to the game. It was just released in February, I think. And its focus is on taking the what Studio Press has always been known for, some of their themes, and then trying to take it to the next step. So there are lots of custom widgets included. So on the original Studio Press sites, they tended to be kind of a magazine look, where you would have featured post blocks. Well, what they've done is they've taken that concept of being able to feature a post or feature a page or feature several posts and turned it into a widget. And then you widgetize your homepage, and then you just use those widgets in different areas to be able to create your featured areas. One of the things that Genesis is trying to do is stick really, really closely with what WordPress is doing. So if WordPress is talking about, for example, a new menu system, well, instead of creating a menu system now, knowing that the new one is coming, Genesis has held back and waited for the menu system that WordPress is going to be including. So it sometimes feels a little draggy because there are things that it could be doing, but knowing that WordPress is going to be doing that, it's so much easier 2 years from now if you've been using, I don't know, let's just say, for example, you were using a proprietary gallery system, because WordPress's image management has not always been so great. So you started using Next-Gen Gallery when it came out. Awesome plugin, really great. Doesn't work seamlessly with WordPress's internal system. So things now that you could do, like post images, well, if you're using Next-Gen, that's not as easy as it is if you've been uploading to your media gallery all the time. So Genesis is trying to stick really closely with what WordPress has in its plans. Genesis has dedicated full-time staff for both support and for development, so you can see that they're going to be continuing to push forward and keep on releasing new images. One of the cool things that I like about it is that it has an automatic upgrader from your dashboard, just like if you were upgrading a plugin, you can upgrade Genesis. Very important not to edit Genesis, though, because if you do, then just like that, it's all gone. All right, so let's look at some live stuff. So we looked at a child theme. And this is a style sheet from an actual child theme. In this case, it's the executive child theme for Genesis. And if you look down, it has all the styles for the whole site. Lots and lots of styles.
But Genesis provides you this child theme?
If you buy the child theme from them, then you would get the style sheet and all of the package that you would need to run that theme. Yep. Now, Genesis is not a free package, so let's... It's a little bit of work ahead. All right, so here we have, this is Genesis just basically out of the box. All I did was I imported some data. So you get a header here. Genesis has quite a few options in the back end to be able to modify, like whether you want to have a text header or an image header. But just to show you some examples of different themes, this one is completely different. Okay. So that's the family tree child theme. So it's a completely different look, but it's still running off of the same engine underneath. So let's go back. And now let's look at the hybrid framework. So that's hybrid as it comes from him. And we can look at, say, old school. And that's the same frame, the same theme, the same website, same content, but with a different design applied to it. Here's Builder. Okay. Okay. So let's look at some actual files, just so you can start to get an idea of what can go into a child theme beyond just the styles. This is for the same executive theme. You have a bunch of sidebars registered. Genesis uses some custom functions, so it might look just a little bit different if you're familiar with working with registering sidebars. WordPress 2.9 introduced a feature to be able to add image sizes so that when you upload an image into the media gallery, it'll create, you know, your small, medium, large sizes that are part of WordPress. You can also create additional sizes that you set the dimensions for. So here we have an image that's called Home Top. That's 400 pixels by 270 pixels. One for Home Bottom. That's 215 by 140. And those are created specifically for very certain spots for your featured widgets so that they always show the right size. So it actually creates the image in that size, and then when you call in the image into your template, you would call in that specific image. So then there's no dynamic resizing happening on your site. So this particular functions file is pretty minimal. We're creating two new image sizes and a whole variety of new widget areas. We have Home Top, Home Bottom number 1, number 2, number 3, and number 4. Now if we go and look at this a demo of this particular I spelled it wrong. I still spelled it wrong. There we go. So this is what that theme actually looks like. So in that file, we created a sidebar here for the center and 4 to go across the bottom. And these are all widgetized, so you can actually just go into your dashboard to widgets and drag in widgets. So if you didn't want to have a featured page for where company news post number 4 is, let's say you wanted to have a list of links there instead, you just drag a links widget into that spot instead. So it gives you a lot of flexibility of how you want to lay to bring your content in. Okay. So the other file in this child theme example is the home.php. So this is a template file that WordPress recognizes to bring up as the root page for that site. So it overwrites the generic blog listing that you would have otherwise. So we have your typical get header, and then we have...
I don't know what... Sorry. What does home.php do?
It becomes your homepage. It overrides the blog listing that you would normally have. And so it actually would... It's what generates something that looks like this instead of something that looks like... Rather than something that looks like that. Okay. So basically what all this is doing is creating spaces for all those sidebars that the functions file created. That's all that's happening in this file. And then the theme framework takes care of a lot of the other stuff, all of the header and the footer and all of that. Yes.
What's the significance of the Genesis underscore home?
It's a function that's created in Genesis.
It's
so
created in the functions dot.
It's created in the parent file in the framework. So it's pulling in something from the framework.
So if you were to customize this,
you have to learn your syntax.
You have to put
For Genesis, there is a little bit of a learning curve. Yeah. So let's take a look at a different one. Okay, this is hybrid. So this is the actual parent theme for hybrid. And if you look at all these files it includes, you have a day and a date and a daily and comments and comment form. So he's done, a lot of these are page templates. Some of them are template files, like to show different archives, for example. So this is the way he goes about it. He has quite a few different sidebars built in. Primary, secondary, subsidiary. That's his naming convention. Now let's look at a child theme for hybrid. Alright, old school was when we had opened up before. So this is the child theme for this. He's got some localization files in here for translation. This has its own feature template. And I don't know that I've ever used this. Okay, so let's look in the functions.php for this. This here, add action, he's telling at this point, it is a WordPress hook, to initialize this function. And that function, admin initialize, if we go down further in the file, and try to find that, here we go. We're saying if is admin, that means if it's, I've not used that one, that's if you're logged in as an admin. Then we want you to add an admin menu, or at this hook, the admin menu, add a menu to the dashboard. And then it's going to basically create a settings page for this child theme. So these are things that generally advanced themes will do. You can make your child themes add all of these things too. So child themes are really flexible. You can do anything that you could do with a parent, with a regular theme, only tap into the power of the framework that was created for it. Yes?
I expected to see an include statement in this file that would include the functions.php in the parent, but it doesn't.
No. Because WordPress will it'll load the whole contents of the functions.php in the child, and then it'll go back to the parent and load all the functions.php from the parent. So, but it does it in that order. So for that reason, in a Genesis, you would actually see at the top there is a require line to include, because for some of the functionality, it needs to be there already before it loads through all the rest of the functions. Okay, so, you know, this is kind of hardcore stuff, but if you are interested in developing a pretty customized site without having to build it entirely yourself, it's faster to learn to use a hook, that add action thing, than it is to learn to create a theme. There's a lot going on in themes. It's one thing to create a loop. When you get to the comments file, there's a lot going on in those too. So that's an introduction. So I want to make sure we have time for questions and all that. So and I want to spend some time talking about WordPress 3 that's coming up. So I have wanted to go over some of the features that are coming up in that. So let's have a few questions and we'll kind of see where we go from there.
So on Genesis, you can choose where to put the sidebars, left, right, center, all that. Mm-hmm. That's part of the parent?
That's part of the parent.
So when you choose that, it'll automatically show up in the child?
As long as your style sheet is set up for it, yeah. So in Genesis and in some of the other themes as well, you can create custom layouts or choose from available layouts your child theme needs to be styled in such a way that it's going to recognize that, because basically what it's going to do is it's just going to structure the markup there for you to do something with. So if you had an unstyled child theme and you were to bring up, say, you wanted content sidebar, sidebar, well, it would just stack them all if you didn't have the style set up. So generally what you would do is you would start from an existing child theme that had some of that structural markup, structural styling already in place, and then modify it from there. So Genesis comes with a, and you could do this with anything, actually. Genesis comes with a child theme that has the exact same style sheet as Genesis, but you could take the style sheet from any of these frameworks, copy them into a new child theme, add that template line into the top of it, and then use that as your starting point, which would have a lot of the typography already in place, a lot of the spacing and structure, padding and margins and floating and all of that stuff would already be in place, and then you can just start styling it the way that you want, just like you would have when you downloaded that theme from the directory and started editing it on your own. You can do that with these as well. But you would create a new theme directory so that it was in themes, and then Genesis would be here, and then your new child theme would be in that same level, and in that theme file you would add the new style sheet. And that's all there is to creating a child theme. You just need that one file to start with.
And you're mostly using, you are using mostly Genesis now?
I am using Genesis. Why?
Why that one or the other one?
It's the one that I'm most familiar with, and I also work for them. but it doesn't necessarily mean that there's anything wrong with the other ones. It just happens to be the one that I'm the most familiar with. You want to use the one that fits your needs, and they all have little differences between them of who they're marketing their product to and who it's going to suit. So if you want to be able to create, like with Builder, all those different page layouts, then that might be the way to go. If you want to have 40 different page templates, hybrid might be the way to go. So
when you say page templates, you mean just the way the page is configured?
Okay.
Could you create the hierarchy on WordPress.com? Or is that
yes. Google it.
Should be a picture.
Yeah, where is it? That must be the one. Oh, yeah, here it is. Can you actually see it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's a difference between template files and custom page templates. Okay, what this diagram here is looking at is template files. So it's saying, okay, when we start over here and we load up a page or something in WordPress, WordPress is going to say, okay, what am I looking at here? I'm going to make this big and scroll, okay? So the first thing it's going to look at is here. Okay, is this an attachment? If it is, does this file exist? Okay, or is this a page? Does this file exist? So it's going to figure out what it is. Is it home? 404, search, archive, date, author. It's going to go through and figure out which one it is. And then it's going to go down this line. Okay, first, let's say we're looking at a category archive. First, it's going to look in the child theme. Look for category slug. Slug being the lowercase name with dashes. Okay, .php. If that file exists, it's going to return that file. It's going to use that file to create that page. If that doesn't exist, it's going to go next to category ID. If category dash and the ID would be a number for that particular page, then it's going to go to category.php. That's generally where it's going to stop. You're going to probably have a category.php that's going to return a reverse chronological list of your posts, either as excerpts or as full content, depending on your theme. If it doesn't find that, then it goes to archive.php. Okay? That's more general. You can have lots of different types of archives all funneled down into one archive.php. If it doesn't find an archive.php, everything defaults back to index. Index is the final spot that it's always going to go. Okay? So this is the template hierarchy. So this is the decision-making process that WordPress uses to determine what file it needs to use to show you the content that you want to see based on the URL you used. Now, custom page templates are a little different. A custom page template, let me find one so you can see a little bit of what it looks like. Okay. This is a custom page template. At the top, you have template name, colon, and then the name of the template. What this line here is going to do is it's going to tell WordPress, this is a different type of page. I want it to be available to whoever's writing a page, not posts. These are pages from within WordPress. There's a little drop-down. If you have custom page templates, you'll see a drop-down, and this will be in the options as long as this line is here. Okay? And this particular page template, instead of returning the content that you put in the right area, it's going to return a sitemap or archive. This one is an archive. So it's going to list a site archive for the site. There, you might have a sitemap page template. Instead of displaying the content, if you put something in that content area, probably it'll never display. But the purpose of the page template is to create a sitemap. That's its only purpose. It already has its directions right within the file to pull the list of categories, the list of pages, and the list of months that you've written things and things like that. So that is the difference between a custom page template and a theme template file. The word template gets a little confusing.
So if you've got template name colon archive, does that imply page underscore archive is the actual file name?
No. This is just a naming convention of this theme.
So it's not looking for anything.
As long as you're not using a WordPress-specific name, something that's going to insert itself into the template hierarchy, then it doesn't really matter what you call it. In this case, you need to have a name, something that WordPress isn't going to take over. So something that's not in this here.
Okay.
And then you need to have that line that says template name.
So I can actually make a page with a tag slug name .php and make that template and then save that in the directory, and it would use that template for anything with that tag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, tag is the tag archive. So it would be like if you were looking at a list of...
Oh.
Okay. So the tag-slug is that tag, actual tag that you would assign to posts. It would be the archive of those posts that have that tag assigned to them. Okay. Yes?
With the advent of the parent-child things like in Studio Plus, if you already have that theme, will eventually you have to upgrade to the Genesis and the child theme?
If you already have a theme from Studio Press?
Right.
All right, I didn't really mean for this to become a Studio Press session. I'm sorry.
They have other themes that are going that same way.
As far as I understand it, all current themes, classic themes, they're calling them, will eventually be updated to be Genesis Child themes. Whether or not you change your site is totally up to you. Yes.
All the images I use are 400 by 300, but when I looked at the Genesis themes, they seem to be using JPEGs that were a little longer,
mm-hmm.
a little wider. How hard is it to change, let's say, the homepage to fit a 400 by 300 GIF, for instance?
Well, it depends on where you're putting it. you would change either the style sheet, you would change the container that image is going into, you would change it to fit the size image that you have. So, or you change the size of the image to fit.
It would have to be, the image would have to stay the same.
So you would have to actually resize the styles.
Does that take a lot of work to change that?
It depends on where they are. That's a hard question to answer without seeing it. Yes?
Does WordPress 3.0 require parent-child themes?
Does WordPress 3.0 require parent-child themes? Absolutely not. You can use any theme that you've always used in WordPress 3. Okay, do we want to take a break, or?
Do you guys want to take a break, or do you want to go right into WordPress 3.0, I guess?
WordPress 3.0, that's a good segue.
Go ahead.